Welcome back, everybody. Episode 52 of I Just Had a Terrible Thought. My name is Kyle, and with me is my regular co-host, Orion.
Yeah, this is Orion.
And special guest, Aldi.
Woo! Hey, guys.
How's it going, Aldi?
Oh, awesome. How are you guys doing?
Oh, pretty good. It's been quite a while since we've had you on the show.
Yeah.
I think it was episode 27, The Submarine Police, was the last time you were on. And of course, I meant to have you on sooner than this, except that once we got the new setup, I needed a new cable, and I'm lazy, and I just got it this week.
Well, I'm glad to be here. Yay!
Do you forgive me?
For now.
All right.
I might hurt you later, but don't worry about that.
So, Aldi.
Yes?
You guys just got a giant TV.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
With your tax return. And you also got Wii Sports Resort for the Wii.
Uh-huh.
And one of the great things about Wii Sports Resort is that it has an updated version of Wii Bowling.
Yes. Yeah, so.
And you can't cheat anymore.
Yeah.
I never cheated. I don't know what you're talking about.
We've talked about that before.
Yeah, I think it was on the last one we talked about, or maybe it was on one of the episodes she wasn't even on, but we talked about all the cheating and bowling on Wii Sports.
Just for the record, I don't cheat.
Well.
They just suck. Orion and Kyle.
You're bowling a lot less perfect games now.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. I'm getting used to it.
Yeah, with the Wii Motion Plus, it's a lot more accurate, so you actually have to kind of bowl.
Yep.
I got this shit. I got it. You guys just wait.
Oh, just wait? You'll figure it out?
Yeah, just wait for that perfect game.
She's going to figure something out. She'll have some...
Yeah, I'm just waiting. Yeah, sooner or later, something where she like turns around in a pirouette and...
Oh,
like,
yeah, because I'm going to cheat.
Points right. The remote at a cat or something and gets like... A double strike.
Yeah.
Just because you guys suck doesn't mean I cheat.
All right. So you don't cheat at Wii Bowling, right?
I don't. No, never.
Well, do you want to do a voicemail?
Sure.
Okay.
You best start believing in podcasts, Mr. Aldrich and Mr. Brower. For you see, tonight, you're in one.
What's up, you jerks? This is Dave, your pediatric aqualizer, or whatever I put as myself on the forum. First of all, I have to send out a sincere, heartfelt fuck you to Kyle for getting that goddamn Delamitri song stuck in my head for like 3 days. Secondly, addressing the asshole licking that was in a couple podcasts back, it's not so bad. The girl I talked about a few podcasts ago for the 10 bad things women do to men or something like that. She was a big fan. She was a huge fan, actually. So, yeah, I would say as long as they shower, you know, get real clean inside and out, I'll do what it takes to get her off if she likes it. As long as it's sanitary, you know. And finally, and feel free to censor this next part of the voicemail so that the surprise is not ruined, but the next thing I think Orion should explain, would be...
I'm half Negro.
I think he'd have a lot of fun with that. All right, guys, keep up the good work, and send some more promo stuff my way. All right, later.
Okay, Aldi, what do you think?
I think he sounds gay.
You say that about everybody. What makes him sound gay? He was talking about eating a girl's asshole.
His voice.
Every time you hear another voice, they're gay.
It's not my fault. It's theirs.
Aldi, he's a nice guy.
I'm sure he is. I'm not saying it's not... What are you saying? Gays are not nice?
Yeah, she has a point.
Oh, man. Well,
he's a nice guy. He can be gay.
I don't think Aldi's ever cornered me like this.
He's such a nice guy.
That's not what I'm saying.
Boy.
I'm just saying you shouldn't... I know what you mean when you say gay. You're like, this guy sounds like a retard.
No.
No?
Orion.
Yes?
Gays are not retarded. They're just gay.
That's not what I'm saying. Anyway...
What do you think about the actual voicemail, though?
Yeah.
His voice. You like it. You like it. Okay. All right, good.
It's interesting.
Okay.
Thumbs
well,
up.
Kyle?
Do you have any opinions on the subject matter?
Not so much about the whole asshole-eating thing.
Like, even if they showered and got really clean,
Not so much about it now, no.
Yeah.
Not so much about it? So you don't have an opinion on it?
I'm not into it.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Happy?
Well, that you finally answered my question, yes.
It's not a question.
It was a question.
I know. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, no. How drunk are you right now, Aldi, on a scale from 1 to Aldi?
Aldi.
Yeah, that's about what I thought.
I love that scale.
Yeah.
It's always Aldi.
It's not always Aldi. But anyway, let's just continue.
Okay.
Well, as far as the suggestion for Orion Explains It All, we're not going to do it this week.
But yeah, not this week.
Maybe do it next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm up for anything, yeah. And I did say at one point I wouldn't take listener suggestions, but, you know, I'm open for everything. So I'm sorry I was so closed-minded. I just didn't want to look like an asshole or an idiot, but it's too late now, so.
It's funny. I love it.
It's good times.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think about that Delamitri song, Ollie? I know you didn't listen to the whole episode last time, but I played that part for you.
Yeah, quite a few times.
I don't really like it.
You don't like
much.
That song?
A little behind the scenes action here. When Orion and I were recording that one, Aldi was in another room and we had
trying
our headphones on. Well, I didn't know you were trying to sleep, but we had our headphones on so we could hear the music, but all she could hear was us yelling in the other room. Mostly me.
Yeah. All I could hear is you yelling forever. Oh my God, I'm going to come out there and punch him in the fucking face.
It wasn't forever.
That's what it felt like.
And most of the time when we do the podcast, you're not trying to sleep. You're in there like, I don't know, jerking off to the
David Beckham
soundtrack to The Shield or something.
Oh, yeah. Because that's what I do.
Yeah.
For all I know.
Well,
Hold, let's back up a second.
I mentioned jerking off.
You masturbate, right, Ollie?
Yeah.
What have you masturbated to in the past?
I don't know. Porn?
Porn? What kind of porn?
Guy and girl porn.
Guy and girl. Do you remember like the website or anything? Was it like hardcore?
It was hardcore.
Really? So you just kind of looked up some free porn and looked up, you know, the generic shit everybody finds when they're...
I looked up what I liked.
Did you ever look at one and like kind of go, yeah, this isn't doing it for me?
I have.
Really? So you like close it and you look for something else?
Yeah.
Really?
Wow. So you're just like a person.
Yeah.
Oh, surprise. I am a fucking person.
What country were you in when you first saw porn?
Germany.
Was it scat porn?
No.
Because I hear that like 75% of porn in Germany is scat porn. And the rest of it is women in high heels stomping on bugs.
No, not that kind of stuff. No.
No? What was it then? Just like somebody masturbating with a sausage?
No. Guy and girl shit.
Do you ever check out like guy on guy porn?
No.
Because I know some girls are into that. Most guys, I think, heterosexual guys, are into lesbian porn on some level. But I don't know that many girls who are into the guy on guy. Do you know why that is?
I don't know. I don't know.
I can tell you why that is. Because Aldi's told me before.
Oh, yeah?
She doesn't like the femininity of the males because they're too girly, like in the videos.
I told you this?
You told me that. You're like, they're so gay, you know?
I haven't seen a lot of guy on guy porn, but I've seen some. And I don't remember seeing any with, like, really feminine guys.
Really? Well, like, you know, I guess it's in their, the way they talk.
They're usually super buff with buzz cuts, and they're like, yeah, take it.
Really?
I really don't remember telling you that, so.
Yeah, you're probably drunk, and so was I. But,
whatever.
But, do you remember anything about the, like, why you didn't like the porn? Was it the guy or the girl?
Well, it'd be the guy or the girl.
Like the way they look or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Because a friend of ours loaned us some porn. And like you'll be at work and I have the day off and I'm watching it. And it's quite a huge production and a lot of money went into this. But because the like main character girl isn't that hot, I couldn't get into it. So I had to like go back online and
do your own thing.
Do my own thing. The ritual.
Well, it's on a turn on. It's on a turn on.
Yeah.
Do you ever see the movie 300?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that like a girl's version of Girls Gone Wild?
No.
They're all ripped.
Yeah, it's all like abs and half-naked dudes.
Yeah.
Men.
Was it the beard that made it not?
Yeah, she doesn't like beards.
I don't like facial hair.
Yeah.
They didn't all have beards, though.
Yeah, not all of them. Yeah.
Yeah, but
what'd you think of the weird, like, mutated retard guy?
I was just about to say.
He was hot.
He was so hot, yeah.
He kind of reminded me of Beckham.
He kind of reminds me of you.
Oh, but he didn't have a beard.
It doesn't matter. You didn't have a beard for the longest time ever, and now you have one, so. You look so much like
polite.
You.
Not polite at all.
Whatever. You'll live, I promise. So, yeah.
Okay, your turn.
I don't know.
Well, I'm tired of asking you questions. You ask me a question.
Kyle, when was the last time you had sex?
It's been a while. I'm honestly not sure because I'm really bad with timelines.
Okay.
It's been a while.
It's
been a while, though. I don't know, like a year ago?
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know.
Wow.
So that was a good one.
Yeah.
Give me another.
When are you going to shave and cut your hair?
That's a hard one, too, because it depends on if I ever want to.
You should.
Well, see, I don't really care because I'm not really trying to attract anyone.
Why not? You going to be single forever?
Probably not, but I don't have that much interest. I don't try to attract random girls. If I happen to meet a girl that I like, then maybe I'll shave.
You're just going to jerk it for the rest of your life, really.
It's not that much different, to be honest.
I don't know.
I mean, I'd rather do a girl, but it's not that big a deal to me.
Well, y'all kind of retarded.
I'm self-sufficient, I think, is the words you're looking for.
Retarded.
Yeah, same thing. Did you hear that some people want to ban the word retarded?
Oh, really? Man, I'm screwed.
They think it hurts retards' feelings.
Yeah.
Aw, but retards don't have any feelings. It's a proven fact.
They're like fish.
Yeah.
Like you could hook them in the lip and they won't.
Yeah.
They won't feel it.
They just squirm. Yeah.
That's why we use retards for gladiatorial combat.
It's awesome. I think so.
Throw them to the lions.
Hey, why not?
How awesome would that be if, like, in 5 years or 10 years, like game shows were replaced with, you know, live action battles with retards?
Oh man, that'd be a dream.
How exciting would that be? I gotta put in for a day off on this season premiere.
A day? Are you kidding? Like a week.
That just gave me an awesome idea for a reality show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
It would be like The Bachelor, only like none of the girls would know ahead of time that the bachelor in question had Down syndrome. But then they're all, you know, money-grubbing fame whores anyway. So once they get there, they still have to, you know, fight each other for his affection.
To get the money.
Oh, my God.
It would be pretty good.
God, that would be awesome.
Oh, my God. And you know how they give like a rose or like Flava Flav used to give a clock to the girls that could stay? He could give them like padded helmets.
Oh,
this helmet is for you. Charmaine.
That'd be the best show ever.
It would be pretty good. Would you be on it, Aldi?
In which part? I'll be the producer.
No, one of the girls.
No.
To win the retards heart.
I'm not so much into retards.
Those couples never stay together afterwards anyway.
Yeah.
So I know, but I'm still not so much.
You just
into
have to
retards.
Like flash him your tits a couple times or something.
Yeah, make out with them. And then you get the money.
You might have to bitch fight a couple girls.
Yeah.
Like drown one in a hot tub or something.
Well, that does sound kind of good.
I know. That's right up your alley. You love violence.
I do.
When's the last time you were in a fight?
It's been a while. Well, actually, tonight.
Are you counting Orion?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It's not really a fight when it's all one-sided.
Yeah.
That's just a beating.
Yeah.
No.
That's me and Kyle joking around, and then you look at me and blame me for what Kyle said, so you come out after
well,
and beat the shit
somebody.
Out of me.
Hey, Orion, isn't Aldi a bitch?
No. I didn't say it, Aldi. What are you doing?
You didn't say no fast enough. Bam!
Hey, it's his fault.
Yeah.
It's the way I see it.
Yeah.
You gotta be quick.
Keeping you on your toes. You gotta be quick, Orion, with your nose.
Okay, yeah.
That was the plural of no, not like with your nose your face.
You gotta be quick with your nose.
Follow your nose. To the Fruit Loops.
What the fuck?
Aldi was telling me the other day she wants to, like, well, the other day, it was like weeks back, you thought about joining karate. You remember that?
I remember this.
You were probably drunk again. But you were like, I want to kick some ass. You remember that?
Oh, I do remember that.
And I said, well,
she remembers the ass kicking part.
Yeah. And I was like, fuck karate. You know, you don't really kick ass. I was like, why don't you join like an abused women's, like fight club or some shit where they beat the guy that's fully padded, you know, and they're like,
abused women's club? Wait, what?
I don't know.
I don't think Aldi would want to fight a guy with padding on.
Yeah.
No padding is a lot more fun.
I forget what she said. Yeah, she was like, oh, I'd rather just beat the shit out of somebody.
I think what you should do is get a big purse and stuff it with $100 bills so they're like poking out the top.
Oh, yeah.
And then just walk around in an alley in the dark late at night downtown and just wait for some guy to try to mug you.
So you got like $2,000 I can borrow? I might get mugged, but...
You shouldn't have bought that TV. You'd have more hundreds.
Well, I got a TV.
Yeah.
That would be hilarious, though.
A nice one.
Even if it was sticking out with a bunch of ones. Yo, bitch, give me your money.
Oh, yeah? Come here, you asshole. Oh, give me my money, all right?
I'll shove it up your ass.
I'll beat him and then leave him like $10. Here you go. Thanks.
You'll tip him for his services?
Why not?
Nice.
Well, I had a good time, so why not tip him?
Will you leave your number on it?
Yeah.
Call me
another beatdown.
Why not?
Good.
Goddamn.
You ever just want to get in a fight when you're at the bar and, like, smash a bottle over a table?
No, it's probably for the best if I don't.
Well, of course it's for the best that you don't, but I've always kind of wanted to smash a bottle and use it as a weapon.
Yeah.
I'd probably just end up, like, cutting myself or something.
It's probably a lot harder than it looks. You know, in the movies, they always smash perfectly.
Well, of course,
yeah, like right in the middle, yeah, to where it's a weapon. Mm-hmm. But realistically, it'll basically all shatter in your hand. You're like left with nothing.
The neck will shatter in your hand and just slice your palm open. Yeah,
doesn't seem that much fun. I don't know.
No,
I'd rather use my fist.
You ever just want to pick a chair up and beat somebody across the back with it?
Oh man, every time. Not necessarily, but I did throw a chair at my mom.
How big was it? Was it like a Lazy Boy?
No. It was just a metal chair, like
oh, it was
padding.
Metal, so it didn't break then.
No, but yeah, no, it didn't break.
What happened?
She pissed me off, and
you threw a chair. Okay,
yeah,
that was it.
Cool story, bro.
I know.
She pissed me off, and I threw a chair.
Nice.
All right. Well.
Well, who wants to talk about parent drama and bullshit?
Yeah. Yeah.
Lame.
Well, every time we go out to eat, if there's a group like in the restaurant that's like ridiculous, Valley girl's like, oh my god.
You wouldn't believe
she doesn't
up.
She doesn't shut up about all the ways she wants to kill them.
That's how I roll.
I want to shove that napkin down her throat.
The neck. I want to shove that neck.
I want to shove the napkin down her throat and like kick her ass. And I'm like, okay, why don't you just kick her ass?
Seriously. Those girls I actually fucking
I know,
hate.
I know. And that's why you don't have a lot of female friends, because a lot of girls out there.
I have a few, but not a lot.
Well, they're cool. Yeah. They're not the girly girls,
Oh my God.
Aldi, are you a feminist?
No.
Do you know what that even means?
No. Explain.
Oh, man.
Well, it kind of depends on who you're talking to, but most people these days who would actually call themselves feminists are just cunts.
Oh, yeah?
Because they're man-haters, and instead of fighting for equality among the sexes, they're almost fighting for superiority over men. Like,
yeah.
Women are so great, and men are assholes, and men treat women like sex objects and want to keep men subjugated, and women make 60 cents to the dollar for every dollar, that a man makes.
That is bullshit.
Yeah, instead of us being equal, they basically want you, as a woman, to be superior, and men are bullshit.
No, I'm not feminist.
I can picture you, like...
I'm on the men's side.
Beating down a feminist rally party.
That 60 cents on a dollar thing has always kind of bugged me.
Yeah.
Because I couldn't figure out why that was true. Like, it didn't seem like it was possible. A guy and a girl go for the same job, they both...
I've never seen
the same position, and somehow she gets paid 60% of what he gets paid.
Yeah.
I think I figured it out, although I haven't done any research to support this, but I think what it actually is that they're totaling up, all of the income of women and taking an average, and then totaling up all the income of men and
that's
taking an average.
Yeah.
And the average salary for a woman is 60% of the average salary for a man. But there are all kinds of factors involved there.
Of course.
Where they work, how many hours they work, if they work.
Yeah.
So, it's not like a man and a woman in the same position at the same company for the same amount of time, the woman makes 60%.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Because my dad and his ex-wife had the same job, did the same shit, but she got paid more. And he would tell me about that. Like, why was that? And I think, I should take that back. She had like a year more of school.
Yeah.
So many factors. It's bullshit.
Aldi's getting bored.
Yeah, what the fuck is this bullshit?
Aldi, do you know what a narwhal is?
No.
It's like a kind of like a whale or a dolphin with a spiral tooth that looks like a horn, like a unicorn.
Why do you keep asking me about things that I don't know about?
I'm educating you.
Oh, well, thanks.
You're welcome.
If you were in the water with a dolphin or whatever with a spiraled tooth, what would you do?
Have fun with it?
Hell yeah, you would.
Have fun with everything. Come on.
If you were in the water with a dolphin with a spiral tooth and the dolphin said, "Sup, girl?"
I'd hug it.
You'd hug it?
I'd hug it.
You wouldn't be at all scared or disturbed by the fact that it was talking and speaking English?
No.
If it had big eyes and, like, gauged ears, would you punch it in the face or balls?
Dolphins don't have balls, I'm pretty sure.
This looks like Orion.
No, I don't punch animals. And I like dolphins.
Did you hear about this fisherman's podcast we played the promo for last week?
I did hear about it a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, I was talking to her about it, yeah.
Yeah, it's this fishing podcast, and that's pretty much the whole story. It's a podcast about fishing. It means, like, and they only do it once a month, which I guess is probably because there's not that much to talk about when it comes to catching fish. But after we talked about them, I sent them an email saying, "Hey, we played your promo on our show," and they checked it out, and they put a poll up on their website.
Uh-huh.
Asking, well, first of all, they compared us to Howard Stern, which I will take as a compliment.
What?
They
Howard
said,
Stern.
They said, beware, they use foul language and stuff, and they're kind of offensive. It's kind of like Howard Stern. And they put up a poll asking what they should do. Should they respond on their next show, which won't be until March? Or should they let it go? Or should they sick Mark Randolph or something like that, which is some guy I've never heard of?
Yeah.
But should they sick him on us? I'm shaking in my boots.
Oh my God, how lame. What should we do? Should we respond or should we be pussies?
Well, they're fishermen, like Aldi.
What happened to, like, angry fishermen? Like, come on, fish, I want you.
I don't know. Is that how fishermen used to be?
Back
pretty
in the
sure.
day.
Come on, fish, I want you.
They've all died out nowadays. Yeah, they're like, well, I don't really care.
They didn't even use poles and nets. They just yelled the fish into the boat.
Come on.
They just trash talk the fish to jump in the boat. Come on, you fucking fish, I want you. Hmm.
Well,
would you listen to a fishing podcast?
Oh, fuck no. Those guys have to be, like, boring as fuck.
One of them sounds exactly like Dale, I think, from King of the Hill.
Oh, yeah? Oh, great.
You know, like the weird conspiracy theory guy?
Yeah.
I can't do his voice, or I would try, but yeah. He sounds exactly like him, which is a voice that I didn't think actually existed in nature. I assumed that was, you know, a voice actor doing a voice, but apparently there's a guy somewhere in Fishtown,
yeah,
USA.
So exaggerated, yeah, it couldn't possibly be out there.
I just can't imagine anybody having a fishing podcast.
Like, yeah, it's one thing to fish, like Kyle and I were saying, but to have a podcast about it, what do you talk about?
Well, I shouldn't talk trash on this particular subject because we don't have a ton of listeners, but I don't think they do either, because the last time I checked that poll, and it went up pretty much right after our last episode,
yeah,
they had like 7 responses.
Yeah.
So
all their listeners.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Man charged with operating on his own dog. 14-year-old lab mix needed second surgery after it acquired an infection. Barrington, Rhode Island, a Rhode Island man who says he couldn't afford veterinary care for his dog has been charged with illegally operating on the pet. Alan McQuaddy recently removed a cyst from the leg of his 14-year-old Labrador mix. The dog was operated on again by professionals to deal with an infection from the first surgery. McQuaddy, 63, who says he is disabled and living on Social Security, said Friday he used local anesthetic to operate on the cyst and removed it on his own since he doesn't have money for a veterinarian. And there's more to the article, but that's pretty much the gist of it. He's being charged with animal cruelty for operating on his dog.
I didn't know it was illegal to operate on your own animal.
Well, I think it's
interesting.
I think it's maybe kind of a gray area. I don't know if there are actual specific laws against operating, like performing surgery on your own animal, but he's cutting it up and stuff, you know.
Okay,
which
that's cruel.
They're ruling as, or they're trying to, they're charging him with animal cruelty.
Okay.
What do you think, Aldi?
Well, if I were that guy and I didn't have any money and my dog was suffering, I probably would have done the same thing.
Later on in the article, they do say that the cyst was benign. I don't know how they knew that since he took it out. I don't know if he saved it in a jar on a shelf somewhere.
Ooh.
But apparently when they operated on the dog later, they found out that the cyst was benign, so it wasn't actually causing any problems, according to them.
But he didn't know that. He was just trying to help the dog.
Right, and he said it was bothering the dog. So, and he used anesthetic, you know, and he was trying to help. Like, I kind of feel... I kind of have mixed feelings on the subject because, you know, if you really can't afford it, what are you supposed to do? Just let the dog die? I mean, he probably assumed it had cancer, basically.
Right.
Is he just supposed to let it go?
I'm on the guy's side. I mean,
I think his heart was in the right place, and he didn't kill the dog, and the dog eventually did get fixed up. And
he was just trying to help the dog.
Yeah.
That's all.
That is a stupid fucking situation. Because, yeah, if he left it, you know, and it died, how would it be any different if he operated on it and it got fucked up?
He should have gotten charged with that shit.
Like, I can imagine maybe finding him so people wouldn't be stupid, get drunk, and, like, operate on their animals. I don't know.
I definitely think he deserves some kind of a warning, you know, like, hey, don't fucking do that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I can see that, yeah, but he shouldn't get charged with animal cruelty.
It looks like he was, he pleaded no contest, so he basically pled guilty, and he was allowed to keep the dog, so it doesn't actually say, you know, what his punishment was, or if he was punished, I don't think he, like, got jail time or anything like that. So I guess it worked out okay. But
still.
You ever wonder, like, if you have, like, an animal and it's all fucked up and something's wrong with it, but you can't afford to take it to the vet, so you kind of drop it off at the doorstep of the Humane Society?
They're going to kill it.
Probably. Yeah. Right, they euthanize it. Yeah. They just take it in. Okay. Dead. Like, what are you supposed to do?
They might hang on to it for a while to see if somebody will pick it up. But if it's, like, all fucked up, they'll probably just euthanize it.
Yeah.
But so this guy gets charged with trying to help his animal. I'm sure it caused pain to the animal. But well, he's getting charged with that, you know, with animal cruelty. But then you can just drop off your pet and say, oh, this dog peed on my pillow. Put it down.
That's right. True, yeah.
Yeah, I got really mad at my mom at one point because we had cats when I was younger, and one of them... The only male cat we ever had got a bladder infection.
Yeah.
And my mom took it to the vet and got it checked out. And they're like, oh, he's got a bladder infection. He's got blockage. We can fix it, but it's going to require surgery and it's going to cost, I forget how much, but a lot of money. And it depends on what you consider a lot of money because it was like
$100 can be a lot of money.
Right. It was like a few hundred dollars, I think. And she felt like she couldn't really afford it. And the other cheaper option was to have him put down. So that's what she ended up doing. And I was really mad at the time. And I remember saying something stupid like, you know, if it was me or my sister, you wouldn't have done that. You know,
yeah,
you would have found a way. But it's different. I kind of think it's unfortunate that with pets, like, I think you can get, like, pet insurance, but it's not the same as it is with human beings. Like, if I walked into a hospital and had no insurance, no money, and I was, like, bleeding from the abdomen, they would fix me.
Yeah. Right, regardless.
It would be complicated afterwards, but they would do it.
Yeah.
But if I bring a cat into the vet and I'm like, yeah, I got $5, they'd be like, well, we can put him down.
Yeah.
And that'd be it. I don't even know if you can. Do you have... You probably have to pay to have an animal
you
put
do,
down.
Yeah.
Yes.
They'd be like, we can put him outside and hope he gets hit by a car.
They show you the door.
Like $40 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Orion and I, from one of our cats, we used to have pet insurance.
You did?
Yeah, but not for very long. And in a long run, doesn't really help.
Yeah, yeah. Once you get him shots and shit and he's an indoor animal, it's not worth it. Because what's going to happen?
Exactly. The only thing, like... Our cat got a bladder infection, which, you know, we couldn't have really seen coming. But other than that, it's not going to get, like, diseases and stuff for the most part.
And the insurance is kind of expensive, so.
And it's not going to get bitten by another animal or, you know, it's not going to have, like, a big stick fall on its leg in the woods or something because it's an indoor animal, so.
Yeah.
What were you going to say, Aldi?
I forget now.
Okay.
I remember, this might be a little off topic, but the other day I hit a deer.
Oh,
I didn't
really
hit it, but I, like, it. Showed up in the street and there were cars everywhere. So it wasn't like just me on the road and it was dark, but I was on my way home from work and this deer was just in the road and I tried to avoid it and I hit the brakes and
that's what deers do.
I was slowed down just enough to where when I hit it, I kind of bumped it and it rolled over and ran away. And I like freaked out. I'm like, oh my God, you know, cause I was more worried about the deer cause I didn't want to fucking like break it and see it squirm and like scream and shit. So I pulled over, got out of the car and people were like, are you okay? How's your car? Fuck the deer, basically. You
know? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm like, Michigan.
I kept telling everybody, all these people were pulling over, like three or four of them. And I'm like, I just wanted to make sure the deer was okay. And they're like, well, yeah, I saw it run off, but how's your car? I don't give a shit.
I have very little sympathy for deer because they're fucking stupid.
Well, they are.
I know, you know, like a deer runs out in the street
and
it sees your headlights and it doesn't know what it is.
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't need to know what the scary lights making the scary sound are to not stop in front of them and wait for them to get closer to me.
Yeah.
But that's what deer do. They see the headlights and they just stop.
They don't know any better. Yeah.
I don't need to get out of the way of this.
But if that event occurs where I hit them and they're like, you know, broken and sitting on the side of the road, you know, screaming and shit, I feel bad.
It's one thing if they die instantly, but it's another thing if they're
if I killed it right away, I wouldn't feel too bad. But yeah, if I really hurt it and fucked it up and it's still alive or something, I don't know. I can't help but feel bad, you know?
What would you do?
That's the thing. Well, I wouldn't know what to do.
The responsible thing to do, I suppose, would be to put it out of its misery.
Yeah. You, like, call animal control and they, I don't know, they're not going to save it. They'll come out and kill it. Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, there was a possum in the road in the middle of the day. It had apparently been hit by a car, but it was still alive.
Yeah.
But its neck was broken and it was dragging its head around.
Oh, Jesus.
Trying to get out of the street, but it was like walking in circles.
Yeah.
And I felt really bad for this possum. And I don't even like possums. Yeah. They're fucking weird, nasty garbage creatures. But I felt bad for it. And I called animal control and they came out. And of course, they took it in their little truck and killed it.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that at the time. Like, that's what they would do. Somebody told me that.
Yeah.
That they would kill it. And it makes sense. But
they're not going to. Yeah.
Like, I felt bad. I was like, oh, they'll come and they'll put a little neck brace on it.
Yeah. And take care of it and put it up for adoption.
Awesome medicine.
Or release it later.
Release it into the wild.
That costs money.
The one time I really felt bad, I didn't hit these animals, but my girlfriend at the time did. She was driving.
Yeah.
It was really late at night and we lived out in the country and we were driving on this road to our house and there were these curves. It's very curvy, like an S, and you can't really see what's coming up. And as long as you stay in your lane, you're okay because you won't hit other cars and stuff. But as we came around a curve, there was an entire family of raccoons in the road.
Ooh, Jesus.
And there was absolutely nothing we could do.
Like, there's no way. Yeah.
You couldn't see it coming, and they were all across the road. So there was nothing, you know, you can't
swerve.
Nowhere
to go, yeah.
You can't swerve because they're in both lanes. And so we plowed right over them.
Yeah.
And then we kind of turned around to go back and see what the aftermath was. And there were a few dead ones in the road and other ones like trying to like poke at them and wake them up.
Oh,
it was like, yeah, it was like Bambi. It pulled at my heartstrings.
I don't like those.
Yeah.
Stop.
You don't like the dead animal hour?
No, I don't.
Part of me, when I hit an animal, because I feel so bad, I almost just want to keep going because I don't want to see it. I don't want to, you know, I just want to get home and maybe put it out of my head.
Yeah.
You know, I can't.
I don't like this talk.
No, I'm sorry.
There are some people who, when like they see like a squirrel or something in the road,
they'll
go for it. Yeah, which is insane to me. Because what's the goal there? You just like killing things, like
Jesus,
for no reason.
I mean, if it's an accident, it's an accident. But
right.
That's why like human sacrifice game shows would be the best because.
Aldi, did
see
you
some
hear
people
about?
Get killed?
Did you hear about our idea? Where we would get two cannons and two horses.
No.
And put a horse in each cannon and aim them kind
I don't
of
like that idea.
In the air at each other. So when you launched them both, they would collide in the air.
No, I don't like that idea.
Did you hear the part where we were talking about what the best animals to push off a skyscraper were?
Kyle?
This is not a good time.
One of the ones that I said would be fun to push off a skyscraper was an ostrich. And
how
I know,
cute. I love ostriches.
I know you do. But they're kind of funny looking.
It would be funny.
Can you imagine it like flailing around in the air?
It would pretend like a...
I'm not really...
You're evil. You're fucking evil.
We have to back out.
I'm not really going to do it.
Doesn't matter.
It's just all in the head.
It's a thought experiment.
Yeah, exactly.
I can't...
We're not really going to do it.
I can't fucking believe you.
Kyle and I, next weekend, we're going to push an ostrich off a skyscraper.
Yeah, I've already scheduled it. I got the Empire State Building book.
It's just the thought.
I got him to take all the guardrails down. And I got a rich benefactor to donate a few ostriches.
It's like watching Fail Vlog. You know, you don't want to see somebody get hurt, but
no,
when
she
you
does.
Do,
that's the.
Oh, that's true.
Aldi doesn't give a shit about people, but animals. Don't you fuck around.
But with me and Fail Vlog, like if I knew this could be dangerous. I'm like, nah, don't do that, man. But if I'm sitting at home watching somebody else fall on their face, it's hilarious.
Well, I don't care about
people. So it's kind of the same thing.
If there was a show, or not a show, but a whole channel on TV that was nonstop people falling down flights of stairs.
That'd be my favorite show.
Aldi would never go to work.
I'd be jobless and like 300 pounds.
Eventually somebody'd come in to take the TV away and you'd try to kill them.
Yeah.
Probably.
Throw them down some stairs.
Right. Yeah, I gotta watch my show.
And then you could submit that tape to the show.
Yeah.
Right.
Watch it over and over.
I'm a determined listener or watcher.
Have you ever thought about like pushing Orion down a flight of stairs and filming it and sending it into America's Funniest Videos?
I did.
Oh, man.
You did?
Yeah.
No, she did not.
I did.
You did think about it?
Yes.
Okay.
She's thought about it. Like, we'll get out of work and it's kind of icy in the parking lot and I'll let her in, put the groceries in, and I'll walk around the car and like kind of slip and she... I get in the car and she can't breathe. She's like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's that easy to amuse me,
Did you see yourself? You almost fell. Oh my God. You almost broke your neck.
Shut up.
And I'm like, that wasn't funny.
It's funny to me.
I just kind of went, whoa, whoa, whoa.
I believe they call that Schadenfreude or something like that. That's German, Aldi. You know what that means, right?
No.
It's basically like taking pleasure from other people's misfortune.
I always do that.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. Do you remember how many times you fell out of a computer chair?
Which one of us are you talking to?
Me? You, Kyle.
We have this one computer chair that leans back a lot farther than it probably should. Like, it might be broken.
Yeah.
It's from the 70s, I'm sure.
I doubt it.
Okay, it's fine.
It just... Yeah.
Anyway, it leans way too far back. But when we first got it, I didn't know that. And I would, I would kind of forget. And I would just kind of sit down and absentmindedly and lean back. And I'd lean back. It leans back so far that if you lean back hard in it, it immediately just falls over. And so I fell over several times.
Oh, good times.
Feet in the air.
Yeah.
Great.
Those are my favorite fucking times ever.
Like, I would see that and laugh, but Aldi can't breathe afterwards, and we almost have to get up and call the paramedics.
Yeah.
The police.
You guys probably should have, like, an oxygen tank or something around here. Or, like,
anytime
some of those defibrillator paddles.
Yeah.
Defibrillator.
Back at our old place, our old apartment, we were all going up to our place, you know, three flights of stairs, and you kind of tripped on one step, and Aldi had to, like, sit down because she couldn't breathe. She was laughing so hard.
I'm sorry. That kind of stuff amuses me.
Just because Kyle was like, trip, and that was it. He was fine. He didn't, like, really fall. He just kind of almost did.
No, and you were dying.
It's the thought that counts. Why are you such a jerk?
I don't know. I can't help it.
Did I ever ask you what your favorite dinosaur is?
I don't have one.
You have.
You don't have a favorite?
No.
I know we talked about pterodactyls, and you said that you don't believe in them.
I don't.
But they're... Okay. But I don't know if I ever asked you what your favorite dinosaur was.
I don't have one.
You have asked her, and then we talked about the... what's that dinosaur with... Our favorite dinosaur,
the Ankylosaurus?
Yes. Jesus.
Okay.
Couldn't remember it.
I don't like dinosaurs,
it's got
really
the brain in the tail.
I don't like dinosaurs.
Okay.
What is your favorite marine mammal?
Marine mammal?
Not like the military.
Oh.
Like underwater.
The dolphin.
There's not that many to choose from.
I guarantee.
No, manatee? That's not a mammal.
Hold on. Dolphins are mammals.
No, hold on. I'm thinking.
The octopus.
Yes, the octopus. Sure. No,
that's not a mammal.
I like the killer whale.
Ooh, an orca.
I do love orcas.
Is it because they have killer in the name?
No.
Because they're violent? Have you ever seen them? Though. Have you ever seen them kill a seal?
Yeah.
Was it awesome?
It was sad, but it's still like
beautiful.
Orcas. Yeah.
I don't mean to interrupt, but you ever wonder with today's technology
why we haven't gotten rid of killer whales?
No.
What?
You know the octopus?
Oh yeah.
You think we could just genetically engineer them to not have that? You know, those teeth. You know, up underneath, and we could like.
They're not teeth.
Fuck them all day.
What's
we could fuck them all day?
And just kind of wear them all day.
You're.
I'm
fucking
kidding.
Retard.
Kidding.
They're not teeth, and you can't fuck them.
Well, they have all this. No, they got the little teeth up in that hole.
They're not teeth. The suction cups.
No. Yes, they have suction cups. Yes. But they have teeth. That's how they eat.
Do they have teeth, or is it like a?
It's
beak?
Not teeth. It's like a
you
beak.
You don't even know.
It's a little beak.
You're octopuses have beak.
Now
yes.
I can't remember. Do squids have beaks? Or octopi? Octopuses?
They're all the same thing.
Or do they both have beaks?
I thought they both did. Maybe, but I'm not certain.
Beaks.
They do have something.
But can you imagine the suckage on that?
Damn.
Fuck you.
Well, you could just have it, you know, wrap its tentacles around there with the suction cups and just kind of jerk it back and forth.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I think we would have an octopus uprising on our hands, though, because they're actually a lot smarter than you might think.
Like, yes.
There have been stories of, like, there'll be, like, a tank with an octopus in it, and then, like, another tank on the other side of the room with something that
octopi?
Or
I'm just going to keep making up plurals for octopus. And so there's another tank that octopos like to, that have things that octopos like to eat in it. And so in the middle of the night, when nobody's around, the octopus will find a way out of its tank, crawl across the room, crawl up into the other tank, eat some shit, and go back into its tank before anybody comes back.
That's incredible.
And there was one that was really annoyed by this one light, and it found a way to squirt water at it.
No way, really?
Yes.
That's incredible.
I was just going to tell you about that.
And they've been known to, like, I think take coconuts, like coconuts that have been hollowed out and cut in half.
Yeah. Yep.
And they'll grab both halves of it and, like, hide in it. They'll walk around with them and use it as a shield.
What?
And have you heard about those octopus that open jars that have, like, shrimp or something in it?
I did not hear about that, but it doesn't surprise me much.
That is incredible.
They hug the jar like it'd be, like, tightly sealed. They hug the jar and just
figure it out.
Open it and then eat the... I think it was... How would they even know? Or crab or something? I don't know. They're smart.
Yeah, they're a lot smarter than you would think.
Wow. My favorite is the one with when they like squirted the light.
Yeah.
Like they couldn't figure out what the fuck was going on because they kept fixing it and fixing it and fixing it. And eventually they set up a hidden camera.
Mm-hmm.
And
fucking octopus.
Yeah, so not only did it do it once, it did it over and over and over. It kept doing it.
Fuck cats. And I don't like octopus. This.
Yeah.
Wow.
So maybe you should pick a dumber animal to remove its teeth and fuck it.
Yeah, Ryan.
I was jokes. Gotcha.
Jokes.
Moving on.
Sure, jokes.
You could probably fuck a starfish.
Good luck with that.
Although they don't really have any aura.
They're pretty muscular. I don't know. That's kind of gay.
That's how Ryan likes them. They're kind of muscular.
You could fuck a jellyfish, but you'd have to pick the right kind.
It's like the most non-gay marine animal out there.
What?
You'd have to pick the right kind, though, because a lot of them can sting you.
Yeah. They're very frail.
They're very frail.
I saw jellyfish on a beach once, or actually a bunch of them, washed up on a beach. And at first I thought they were just plastic bags full of water.
I remember that, yeah.
They're barely animals. Like, they're barely anything.
Aldi, do you think jellyfish are conscious? That they know what's going on?
No.
I disagree.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Also?
I believe everything that's alive is on some level of consciousness.
Really?
They know what's going on.
Even E. coli?
They have to, yeah.
E. coli?
Yeah.
Bacteria?
Yeah. Why not?
Because they don't have anything even remotely brain-like?
I don't know.
All right.
But to just think they act on impulse, I don't know. I used to believe that, but I was full of shit.
Really?
You still are.
Full of shit.
There is some evidence that...
There's different levels.
That insects are smarter than we think.
Yeah.
You know, that they're not...
Oh, absolutely.
They're not just robots that respond to programming.
Just impulses and chemicals, yeah. I should do this.
You ever hear about the ants that, like, are farmers? Like, they herd aphids, like shepherds?
Oh, God, no.
And they carry them around because the aphids, they either eat the aphids or the aphids make some kind of food that they eat. I can't remember. But they herd them around like sheep.
Wow.
Sounds like fun. I wouldn't want to be an ant.
Why not? You could lift like 10 times your own weight or whatever it is.
You'd beat a lot of ass.
I could still do that.
You could lift Orion over your head easily.
I can.
No, you can't.
I'm just tired now.
Whatever.
I could prove it to you, but I'm just a little tired. It's been a long day at work.
Whatever. If you could really do it, you'd
whatever.
Do it. You'd do it right now if you could do it.
Well, nobody can see me, so.
I've never seen you lift Orion over your head.
Can you imagine Aldi and I as ants?
Oh,
and she could lift, you know, 50 times her weight, but if she kicked me in the nuts?
You wouldn't have any
Wait,
nuts.
Wait, ants don't have nuts.
That's true.
But if I did.
Wow, all right. You just got a little bit smarter.
Shut up.
Same. I miss my snail.
Oh. Aldi had a pet snail for a while. That didn't you? How'd you get the pet snail?
Somebody
returned it at the place we worked.
Somebody returned a thing of salary or something.
Yeah, it wasn't meant to be a pet, right? It was like,
oh, that's right. Yeah, it was like produce.
It was in their produce.
Ooh.
Yeah, but I took it home and
you bought a tank for it and got food and it lived for
what? Well, I couldn't figure out what the fuck that thing was eating. I got it like squid shit.
Squid shit?
Like
squid? Not squid shit, but like
food for. Like, what'd you buy?
No, it was like.
I thought you were feeding it like goldfish food or something.
Well, when I figured out what he wanted.
She suggested that. No.
But before that, I wanted like worms.
They sat down and had a talk.
I kept trying different foods until he finally told me what he wanted.
No, she suggested like fish food, and I'm like, you're full of shit. Why would it eat that? Because I had no idea.
I didn't know. That thing was starving for like 3 days because I couldn't fucking figure out what.
Yeah, so she went online. They're like, fish food. And I'm like, really?
Do you ever think maybe you should have bought it some celery or whatever it was that they found it in?
I tried.
And didn't want it?
Nope.
Yep.
It said, no way. Did it shake its little head?
Yeah, it did. Oh, that thing was so cute. I miss it.
It's like owning a booger as a pet.
No, it was like a vagina.
It was my snailo.
It was just the shell, and it was sleeping, and Ollie would be like changing, you know, like washing out the
it's not really container. The container it was in.
Whatever, yeah. And she'd pick up the snail, and it would sense her warmth or something, and it would come out, and it looked like a giant vagina. Not a giant vagina.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit. Who have you been fucking?
Okay. I am talking about my fucking this snail here.
The biggest vagina I've ever seen. It fit in the palm of my hand.
All right.
Oh, my God. Aldi must have a tiny vagina.
Oh, man. Where have I gone? But anyway, yeah, it came out. Looked like
I'm
a vagina.
I'm talking about my fucking snail.
I'm so sorry. I'm sensitive. I'm sorry.
No, you're not sensitive. I just told you I must... never mind. Get it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Aldi loved her snail. Yeah, it would like come.
Snail-o.
Well, it would come out of its shell, and it would like with just her holding it, it would like come all the way out, and it was really long, and its antennas were like an inch long,
just like a vagina.
and it would crawl all over. It loved her. It was like kind of like,
thanks for saving me, Aldi. And then
you're
died.
The best. You're super awesome.
Then he died.
I'm sorry. And
it
could
have been a her. I don't know.
I don't know.
Do they even have genders? I really don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I know one time when I lived in the woods with my ex-girlfriend, we came home once and saw a couple of giant slugs all intertwined, and I guess they were fucking. But, you know, you can't tell who's who or even if they have genders. I don't know.
No way.
But they were getting it on all slug-like.
Aldi also had a frog, a pet frog.
It was a African
frog or some shit.
African frog.
That doesn't really mean much. That's what they called it when you bought it.
African
something.
Yeah. It was teeny tiny.
A real little frog. Yeah, it was like the size of a snail.
It was
this little thing. And we had one and it died. And then, but before that, Aldi got another one. So they'd be friends, you know, and play together. The first one died and the other one lived for quite a while. And one day we kept it in the bathroom because we have cats and we don't want the cats to like fuck with it. So we kept it in the bathroom with its tank. And I took a shower that one day and the fucking frog was going nuts. It was just like bouncing off the walls and shit. And I'm like, oh, that's weird. He's very excited to see me naked or something.
Oh, yeah.
Just kidding. And like that day, like we got home from work or something the next day, I don't know, it was dead. Can you imagine, like, human beings acting that way? Like, before we all die, we just go fucking nuts?
Maybe he was trying to tell you to call an ambulance. Quick,
frog 911.
Quick, call the tiniest ambulance you've ever seen. Yeah, every time I saw that frog, I thought it was dead. Like, I'd go in there, and it's underwater, just floating in place.
And staring at you.
I'd, like, tap the side of the tank, and then it would start moving. So, I guess it was alive. You should tell the story, though, about... see, Aldi is one of those girls... that will, anytime she finds some kind of animal that has no owner, she will bring it home.
Oh, God.
So
Aldi?
You should tell the story about the the mouse you guys had.
Oh, God.
You remember?
I thought you meant a raccoon.
Like, no,
okay,
no,
you
no.
can tell both if you want.
Jesus. Take it away, Aldi.
All right. The mouse story.
All right.
The place where you work at, grocery store.
Yeah.
It's got a garage for, like, the carts or whatever.
Yeah.
And somebody complained that there were some owls there. I'm like, all right, I'll go check it out.
Yeah.
Well, I like animals.
You found the mouse, yeah.
I did find a mouse, and I'm like, well, I'm going to catch it. And the thing was, it was like in mid-November or something like that.
It was freezing out, yeah.
It was cold outside.
It was shivering in the little corner of concrete.
Yeah. So when I got a paper bag and with...
Captured it, yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, what am I going to do with it now? So I kept it in a paper bag for like a couple of hours. And I'm like, well, I'll take it home, get a fish tank for it, get some bedding. Sure enough, okay. Everything's going great. We still had cats at that time.
Oh, yeah.
So two nights go by.
Yep.
One or two, I think.
Yeah, you bought a cage for it. Like a...
It was a fish tank with a fish tank
with a lid and bedding and all that.
Like, okay, you know, how much longer can a mouse live? I mean, really.
Yeah, okay.
So two nights go by and I get up the next morning and I'm like, I go in there and the fucking mouse had six fucking babies. Six fucking mouse babies.
Yeah.
All right. They're all nice and cute, see-through.
Like, disgusting.
Like pick him up and pet him.
They kind of look like gummy bears. They look delicious to me. You showed me.
But you have to tell the story.
Little popcorn mice.
You tell better.
Yeah, they were just kind of translucent pink, you know, with black.
You can even see where the heart is, too.
Ugh, yeah, but...
Adorable.
It's cute.
Delicious.
Cute.
Anyway. Yeah,
gummy
so...
Gummy bear.
So the mouse had babies. They grew up.
The mouse had babies, not the...
That's what I said. Anyway.
No, you said mouse, and the S at the end confused me.
Mouse. Yeah, it had babies, and time went on. Like, what are we going to do with them? We can't just, like, throw them in the trash, you know?
No.
So we kept them, and eventually they kind of grew up, and they're real little. And Aldi was like, let's, you know, there's not much space in this fish tank, so we'll buy, like, the hamster cage with the tubes,
no,
you know?
No, that's
remember
not
that?
Right. No, no, that's somebody did.
I remember.
We have to change the bedding.
Well, that was before, yeah. We changed the bedding, and yeah, they bounce off the walls.
Remember when you scheme like a girl?
No, I didn't. Anyway, actually, yeah. Prior to buying the hamster cage, we still had the fish tank. I'm sorry, Aldi. And they escaped because the cats somehow broke.
Knocked the fish tank over.
They knocked it over. There's glass everywhere. It was on a day we had to work. There's glass everywhere, and these fucking mice are somewhere. They're missing.
Eight mice.
And there was eight of them. Yeah. Well, six and the mom. So seven. Seven mice.
Maybe seven babies.
Did one divide like a cell?
Yeah.
It just split.
It might have been seven. Yeah, there were so many of them. Yeah. So we had to call in that day because we had to spend the whole day. Because Aldi, we could have left, went to work, no problem. But Aldi was like, I don't want them to get devoured by our cats, you know. So,
well, they shouldn't go around looking like gummy bears.
So,
gummy bear.
Well, this was after
bear.
They had some fur and they were crawling around, but
okay.
They were very tiny. So we called in for the day and it took literally like what, 18 hours?
We moved the fridge.
We woke up at like eight in the morning, went to bed at like seven or eight the next day. It was almost 24 hours trying to collect them because they didn't like run. They bounced.
And
Aldi was getting most of them. I don't know how. She was cornering them. And you didn't call them.
Yes, I did.
Here, little mouse. Come here, mouse.
Yeah, and they all just came.
I got him.
But I tried to get my one. And the damn thing, I like cornered it and it jumped on me. But I didn't.
No!
Like, Aldi was kind of taking care of the capturing process. And I was trying to watch the cats. So I'm like, okay. It's been so many hours. I'm going to try and get one. So I corner it. And instead of it going do 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 do, you know, like a cat or like a kitten, it just kind of went boing,
yeah,
right on my like shoulder. And I didn't expect it. I wasn't scared, but because I was kind of not expecting freaked out and went whoa!
Right.
And Ollie was laughing her ass off. It wasn't cuz I was scared.
I'm pretty sure it died that night.
But anyway, long story short, yeah, we ended up buying a new cage for him. We collected them all.
Yeah. We collected them, got him a hamster cage.
Put them on the balcony, And they
leaped to the death.
They escaped, and we were on the third floor. We woke up the next day, and they're not there. So what happened? We're on the third floor. They're on the balcony. Where'd they go?
They leapt to their death.
Yeah.
Or maybe boing, a boing, hungry, boing, boing. Maybe a hungry boing, boing. Raccoon came by.
Yeah.
And was like, gummy bears, awesome.
But I was thinking about gummy, yeah, they're so bears. They were so small. Like if gummy. Even if they leapt to their death. Leap to their
leaped,
death.
Leapt. I don't know. Leapt.
Yeah. Even from the third floor, I can imagine they're so small and light, they'd still kind of survive.
Fly?
No. They would survive, yes, they would but fly. Yeah, there were raccoons and shit. Speaking of which, Ollie would feed, because we had,
yeah.
You remember that? Our backyard was like a swamp slash forest.
I used to hit raccoons in the head with apples.
We'd go on our balcony, and Ollie would feed them, so she'd be like,
all right, where's the apples?
And we'd get the apples.
Aw, nice impression, baby.
And we'd be like carving them up, you know, cutting them up, and Ollie grabbed like almost a whole apple and threw it down, and it hit a raccoon right in the head. And I could hear it. It was like
I am an animal lover.
It sounded like I swear it was like a cluck.
I'm sure it didn't mind.
Right in the skull. It probably killed it.
Do you remember a raccoon baby?
Yeah, you guys almost got a pet raccoon at one point.
Can you tell that story?
No, it's a short story. Basically, it was raining and it was in the middle of the night slash day.
No, it was like 7 in the morning.
Wait, it was in the middle of the night slash day.
Well, 7 in the morning.
It was noon.
But it's raining really hard, and there's something outside just squealing, like kind of. So Aldi's like checking it out, and I'm like tired as fuck. She ends up going outside, checking it out. It's a little raccoon who is standing on its like
front
hands,
legs.
Front legs, and its hind legs are all the way up the wall. So it's kind of like doing a handstand, but it's freaking out. It's just kind of like backed up, like, oh, where do I go? I'm freaking out. So Aldi goes down, puts the damn thing in her coat.
No, I threw my hoodie over it and then grabbed it.
And then you brought it up. And I only know this because you told me, because you came in and said, hey, Orion, check it out. I don't know what you said. And I kind of woke up and I see this baby raccoon and we had cats. And I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind?
That thing was cute. I couldn't help it.
But I'm like, I was, and knowing
I was
you
holding my hand.
With the mouse and later, you know,
blame me.
You always took in, like, we took in guinea pigs, we took in hamsters and shit. I had this impression you wanted to keep this fucking thing, even
I
though
did.
We had cats. And
they could have gotten along just fine, I'm
no
sure.
Fucking way. And
they all have four legs.
I, like, had, you woke me up and I was super cranky. So I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Are you out of your fucking mind? Get that the fuck out of here. Fuck.
It was so cute. Then I let it go, and I had to go to the store to get something, came back, and it was waiting for me in front of the door.
That's what you get, yeah. And because you fed those goddamn raccoons, we got a notice on our entire stairway. Every apartment had a notice on the door saying, please don't feed the raccoons.
Don't blame me.
And for, like, rightfully so, because every time we came home from work, there was a goddamn family of raccoons at our door on the third floor, because our stairway was outside.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Yeah, so we'd come home, oh, shit, there's like raccoons over
them.
There, and they're like, hey,
I don't
what's
mind
up?
Feeding them.
Yeah, but what if they bit you and they had rabies, you know? You got to watch your ass.
I'll go and get a shot.
But
what if I bit you and I had rabies?
I'll punch you in the face.
See, she hates people and loves animals.
I do.
Yeah.
What if I couldn't help it because I have rabies?
Yeah.
I don't give a shit. You're still a human.
But rabies kind of makes you crazy.
I don't give a shit.
Whatever.
You remember that video, that kid that had rabies? That little boy?
Oh, good for him.
No. You remember? You couldn't watch it because the kid was like rabies will kill you and almost instantly. Like with animals, it can dwell and they'll go fucking nuts and it eats at their mind and they're like, argh. But with humans, it can kill you pretty quickly. And some douchebag puts this video online and films this kid with rabies and he's just basically dying right in front of you. And he's just filming it. You remember that?
Mm-mm.
That's fucking sick. And he was foaming at the mouth and just moaning and like screaming.
Fuck that kid.
Wow. Oh. It sounds like German porn.
Oh, yeah.
See,
we've come full circle.
Yeah. Ollie definitely is more for animals than humans.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's got rabies. The human? Eh, fuck him.
I don't care. Seriously, I don't.
All right.
All right. Well, you guys about ready to call this a show?
Yeah. Let's wrap it up.
Oh, yeah.
Ollie, do you know how the good people can contact us?
via
email,
the voicemail,
or voicemail.
What's the voicemail number?
I don't know, 55 something. It's got fives and threes and ones in it.
Really?
Hold on. I might get this. Hold on.
616.
551.
No.
No. Hold on. I got this.
1-900.
No. 616.
328.
5531.
It's close.
3155.
Just keep guessing numbers. 1234.
It's got fives and threes and ones in it.
You said that before.
I'm telling you, it does.
616-328-5581.
Hey! All right.
Now, that hasn't confused anybody.
Yeah.
No.
What about the emails? Do you know our email addresses?
Oh, fuck that shit. Who uses that? Nobody emails you.
Sometimes they do.
Oh, yeah. Whatever.
Well,
lamos.
I still want to give the information out.
Only gay people email. Don't email these guys. Call the fucking voicemail. It's better. I get to laugh.
Just in case.
You could email
me. Just in case if you're gay, here's the email.
Kyle at IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Or Orion at IJustHadATerribleThought.com.
Gay.
What about the forums?
Forum.
What should they do?
Post.
Register.
They gotta register first.
Oh, okay. Do the gay thing and register. Please. Pretty please.
Where else can they find us?
I don't know. Itchhat.com?
Facebook.
Oh, yeah. That gay place. Find them at Facebook.com/Itchhat, I think.
No.
I don't know how that works.
That's not how it works.
But I'm not a nerd.
These guys
are.
There's a link on our main homepage for the Facebook page, or you could search for it.
Dick sucking.
Yeah. But it's not Facebook.com/Itchhat.
I just had a terrible thought, on Facebook. If you're looking up pages, close enough, Ollie.
Dick sucking.
Dick sucking.
What else should the people do?
Listen.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they've got that covered if they've gotten this far.
Well, you asked me, so.
Well, there are other things. I know you don't listen all that often because you hate us, but sometimes we tell people to donate.
Don't donate anything.
Aldi, shut the fuck up.
All right, donate hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Because it's Aldi's birthday on Monday!
Oh, yeah!
Woo! Yeah. February 8th is Aldi's birthday.
Aldi will see none of that money, I'll make sure.
All the money will go on my drinks.
Donate all that money and leave notes that say, this is to spite Aldi. Yeah.
Whatever. Nobody spites me.
That'd be funny if it was, this is strictly for Aldi, not for you guys and your equipment.
And I'd be like, this is strictly my PayPal account, so fuck off.
So people donate to me, not to them.
She doesn't have a PayPal account. She doesn't know how to work the internet.
Yep.
I do know, but I'm not a nerd.
So what's that number again?
821.
No.
555.
555-5555.
The voicemail number is 616-328-5581.
Oh, see, 821. I was close.
No, you weren't.
And you can find Aldi at whatsinaldispoos.com.
Yes.
Updated.
I'm going to surprise you.
Updated daily.
Not so much, but I'll try.
Every other day?
Yeah.
Because she showers every other day.
Oh, fuck you.
I'm just kidding.
You have a boner like every third week.
What?
We gotta end the show.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
Boner. Boner. Boner!
Is that your song? The boner song?
Yes. Boner, boner, does it, boner. Does it, boner, boner, boner.
Keep going.
Boner.
Does it have any other lyrics?
No, it's boner.
Was that the verse or the chorus?
Everything.
That was the whole thing? It was also the bridge?
Oh,
God. Is that how it ends?
I gotta put her to bed.
Coos, masseuse. Boner.
Was that a different song then?
Oh, no.
Poos, masseuse.
Same song.
Boner, boner, boner. Poos, masseuse.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I'm afraid to go to bed, Kyle.
This has been episode 52
yes.
of I Just Had a Terrible Thought. Jesus Christ. Do you have any last words?
Coos masseuse.
Alright. Alright.
Bye.
Bye.
That was it?
Well, what do you want me to do? Fuck you.
Oh, no. Alright. Thanks for listening, guys. We'll check you next week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nobody's gonna listen to you.
Plenty of people listen to us.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know about you.
It's impossible to end.
Aldi.
All right. Bye, people.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Later.
Bye.